With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Wildlife and hunting advocacy groups are protesting legislation that they say will reduce public input on wildlife management decisions in Montana. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
When the state makes decisions related to fish and wildlife, social science, people's attitudes, opinions, or preferences shouldn't be a part of the decision-making process. Getting rid of those considerations is the proposal of House Bill 161, carried by Republican House Majority Leader Brad Chita of Missoula. He says the bill is designed to make Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks focus on wildlife science when making decisions.
FWP exists to manage fish and wildlife. Best scientific practices should and must guide that competent management.
The bill says, with few exceptions, FWP may only use facts and science when making decisions about fish and wildlife management. Representative Chita says this will not prevent anyone from expressing their opinions about wildlife management to FWP, and to say otherwise is disingenuous. However, dozens of people objected to the bill for that very reason during its first hearing Tuesday afternoon. Much of the testimony was similar to that of Steve Platt with Montana Backcountry Hunters and Anglers.
Scientific wildlife management is absolutely essential. However, to take the social aspects, citizens' opinions, feelings, and wishes out of the wildlife management equation would be a grave error.
Some said that regardless of what the science says about the best way to manage wildlife, people are going to have to share the landscape with the animals. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is also opposing the bill. The department told lawmakers that biological facts and science are important, but fish and wildlife are managed for the benefit of people, so social science also needs to guide decisions. The House committee reviewing the legislation did not take an immediate vote on the bill. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.